For the people of Haiti, the price of revolution is 200 years. This is Mim Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. 1991 is the bicentennial of the beginning of the Haitian Revolution, through which the people of Haiti would emerge as the first former slave colony in the West. Their struggle was inspirational and real, and it set fear into the hearts of slave masters the world over. Following the revolution, exiled Haitian whites were not permitted to bring their slaves into the United States, and free blacks were banned from southern states following the rise of Haitian slaves and Gabriel Prosser's subsequent Virginia Revolution. The people of Haiti have paid dearly for their insurgence. More than 100 years of exclusion left the country the poorest overall in the hemisphere. It became essentially an isolated ghetto. This history is ever present in the minds of Haitians and their enemies as they confront the latest crisis in their long history. Haitians in the United States hit the nail on the head last week when they burned American flags in the streets of Miami. Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide, deposed in a military coup after less than a year in office, is a hero to the people of Haiti. He preached class struggle in his church and encouraged poor peasants to defend themselves. Since 1982, his sermons attacking the dictatorship of Jean-Claude Duvalier and his speeches on the radical Catholic radio encouraged the popular protest which led to Duvalier's overthrow in 1986. In his church, Aristide ran an orphanage and preached, in his own words, the benefits of revolution and the evils of the United States. The Catholic Church expelled him in 1988 for exalting violence and class struggle. Understanding what he called the deadly economic infection called capitalism, Aristide urged the Haitian people to disobey the rules, organize with your brothers and sisters, refuse the squalor of the parishes of the poor. He preached resistance through elections, not seeing the necessity of armed revolutionary struggle. Aristide's presidential campaign emphasized the basic needs of food and justice for all Haitians. His stated priorities also included raising the level of literacy in agricultural production. In Haiti, where two-thirds of adults are illiterate and malnutrition accounts for more than half of all deaths. Haiti is a dependent exporter of coffee and sugar, as well as some light manufacturing. Its number one customer is the United States. Aristide won the election by a landslide, with 67% of the vote and 60-70% turnout. The U.S. favorite, a conservative economist, gained only 15% of the vote. Aristide inherited a $455 million debt. His first actions were paring down bureaucracy and attempting to restructure the long-hated Haitian army, a descendant of the force created by the Marines during the U.S. occupation from 1915 to 1934. Aristide's government insisted it had no intention of alienating the business sector. In seeking foreign investment, though, Aristide nominally stood up for the poor, saying he wanted foreign companies to pay fair wages to Haitian workers. In May, he pushed through legislation nearly doubling the daily minimum wage from the equivalent of $2.15 per day. The rich protested, saying higher wages would increase both unemployment, currently over 50%, and inflation. Aristide attempted nobly to make revolutionary change without revolutionary methods. He attempted to turn oppressive institutions such as the Haitian military to better ends, without turning society upside down. In this mission, he was up against unsurmountable contradictions. With the support of the revolutionary Haitian people, the country has much better potential than that. Even from exile in Washington last week, Aristide was calling on his supporters to avoid violence. That as his former military leaders sprayed machine gun fire indiscriminately into the crowds in Port-au-Prince. The long revolutionary history of the people of Haiti has entered a new period, and its future is uncertain. The presidency of Jean-Bertrand Aristide shows both the potential and the pitfalls which lie ahead. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.